It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda on this beautiful Sunday of Father's Day Sunday, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24/7 at DaveJanda.com. A tremendous amount of free content at DaveJanda.com. Our most recent interview with TrueTheVote.org's founders, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, the foundation of Dinesh D'Souza's recent presentation on election integrity slash fraud, which has just been monumental as far as the information it's brought forward, 2,000 mules. The interview with Greg and Catherine is available, was part of our subscription platform, is now available free at DaveJanda.com near the top of the homepage. It's a fantastic interview, frankly. Greg and Catherine are fantastic individuals, incredible patriots, and I encourage you to go there. In addition, we have our subscription platform, 30 cents a day, biggest bang for the buck in all of the internet. Priceless information that puts you not just days or weeks or months, but puts you years ahead of the curve. I hope you become part of our freedom family. A big component of our freedom family is the guests we bring forward on this radio show and on the website, DaveJanda.com. Every one of the guests are outstanding in their respective fields. And they're incredibly courageous. Every one of our guests, including my next guest, Dr. Robin McCutcheon, puts your interests, every American's interests, every person of the world's interests ahead of their own. The reason why they are regular guests on our platform is because they are dedicated through their perseverance and their dedication and their sacrifice to society, to humanity. And that is exactly what Dr. Robin McCutcheon has done with her life. She teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. She recently was promoted to the position of professor of economics. In addition to teaching principles of economics with using the principles of free market systems, her comparative economic systems course, lovingly dubbed the Atlas Shrugged class, which is, as Robin has pointed out, it's actually what we're living through now, is well-loved and attended by patriots in training. In other words, her students. It also is denigrated by many of her globalist colleagues as being propaganda. Well, what does she use as a foundation for her class? Well, not only economic principles, but information through Ayn Rand and Ludwig von Mises, just to name a few, to explain in plain English how our country's founding principles have led to free markets and are the best path to liberty, freedom, and prosperity for everyone. Over 90% of her students exits her courses avid and staunch, either libertarian or fiscal conservatives. Robin obtained her PhD degree in economics from the great Wayne State University, as I mentioned. She was recently promoted to the position of professor of economics at Marshall University. It's my honor to welcome back Dr. Robin McCutcheon. Robin, welcome back to the Operation Freedom show and platform.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thanks so much for that great introduction. And thank you for sharing your audience with me again.
So, hey, Robin, many people in academia, and I'll tell you, people would be shocked how many people in academic institutions listen to this show around the country and around the world. It's actually quite substantial. But many people, when they listen to Dr. Robin McCutcheon, tell people what they need to know, and it's not what the syndicate wants them to know or hear about. Robin, many people said, oh, Dr. McCutcheon is so good, but I'm concerned that, you know, as she works her way up academia and tries to get to the level of professor, that she won't make it because she's so honest. So Robin, it goes back to my dad saying, dream big and dare to fail. you dared to fail in telling the truth to people of what they needed to know, and it wasn't what the syndicate wanted them to hear. As I mentioned in your introduction, you actually, even though many people thought, maybe even actually at Marshall University, oh, that Dr. McCutcheon, she speaks too off, you know, she's too straightforward with, you were promoted to the position of professor. Educate our listeners on how you essentially beat all the doomsayers, spoke the truth, had the courage to speak the truth, and still became a professor of economics.
Well, first, I work very hard. I'm very diligent in my research. I make sure that I get the more than enough publications, which I did this time. I had double the number of publications I needed to get over that bar. I make sure that I am an excellent teacher, and my student evaluations reflect that. And third, I make sure that I do lots and lots of service for the university and my college and my community. The problem comes in the part where I speak the truth. And as you said, there aren't too many people who want to hear what's actually happening. And that's where I ran into a little bit of a headwind last year, where when the mask mandate came down, I stood against it. And I made sure that administration knew what federal laws they were violating by insisting on a mask mandate. And then what came down was that they wanted to mandate the jabs, and I made sure that the university understood, that upper administration understood what laws they were violating by thinking or maybe even imposing a jab mandate. And so at every single hurdle last year that I jumped through, I made sure that the university knew if they did something, I was going to contest it, and I threw the law at them left and right, and they could not duck out of the way. And there were a lot of people inside and outside of the university that hated me for that, that demanded that not only I not get promoted, but that I be fired. And I'm pretty sure that the university understood that if they did either of those things, either not give me the promotion that I had earned, or if they fired me, that they were going to be in deep doo-doo. So I made sure, and I tell my colleague friends, you make sure that you're following policy and that you're following the law, and you will be safe. And so I hold in the back of my pocket a copy of all the policy, and I have it memorized. I have dedicated myself these last 2 years to finding out about federal law and state law. And then I hold those people's feet to the fire whenever they dare to step over that line. And that's how you do it. You just make sure you know what you're talking about, that you're following the law, that you're following policy. And when people step out of line, you pull out your policy and you give them a smack. I don't mean physically, but, you know, you tell them how they're breaking policy and that they need to step back.
And that's that all. They will be held accountable. They hate
exactly.
being held accountable, don't they?
Exactly. That's exactly right. The people who are breaking the laws don't want to, first of all, they don't want to hear from you the truth that they're breaking the law. But when they face the fact that they are going to be sued and held liable for breaking those laws, oftentimes they will step back and they'll cease and desist. So that's
Which
what
is-
you have to do. You have to understand what the policy and what the law means, and then you have to make sure that you're willing to step up to the plate and hold them accountable. And I am.
And these globalists or syndicate players or totalitarian thugs or deep state players or whatever you want to call them, it's the essence of their cancel culture that they believe that there's no downside risk for them to pull their totalitarian maneuvers. And that's exactly what you did. That's exactly what we do. We show them there is a downside. Legally, there is a downside for them to implement their breaking of our freedom of speech rights or whatever it might be. A good example. Right now, the Supreme Court is going to be issuing a ruling on abortion. And Just as we've gone through this January 6th goat rodeo Lenin-esque type of hearing process about an insurrection of which no weapons were ever confiscated, and the only person that was shot point blank by a Capitol Hill police officer it was never thoroughly investigated what exactly happened with Ashley Babbitt. But the syndicate, if you will, wants to keep focusing on January 6th, yet they don't want to address some other issues, such as this past week, a gunman was arrested who was threatening to kill Kavanaugh in his own neighborhood, a leftist who drove from California. It appears he was spurred on by some folks in government that kind of talked about not just protests, but, well, whatever took its course as it relates to the Supreme Court justices that might have ruled on this abortion case. I want to play two clips for you, Robin, to get your take. The first we're going to play is former propagandist, press secretary, whatever, for Biden, who can't even stand up on his bicycle stationary wise without falling over. Psaki, and then we're going to play a clip from a year ago from Schumer about again. Threatening Supreme Court justices. Now, to me, Robin, we'll play the clips and then your take. This is trying to subvert the rule of law, whatever's left of it, by threatening Supreme Court justices or ginning people up to do something, to me, is more of an insurrection. And granted, people should not have been in the Capitol, even though the doors were open for them and they were being escorted in many respects by the police. Needless to say, their actions on January 6th prevented a fair hearing of the potential evidence that was never heard in the chambers of Congress as it relates to election interference or election integrity. I want to play these clips because they want to push this January 6th narrative, but they don't want to talk about this issue as it relates to the insurrection about the Supreme Court. Derek, let's first play the Psaki clip.
So I know that there's an outrage right now, I guess, about protests that have been peaceful to date, and we certainly continue to encourage that outside of judges' homes, and that's the president's position.
The president's position is continue protests outside of justices' homes. That's a violation of federal law, the criminal code, Robin.
Yeah, that was my understanding as well. I find it very interesting that the president's press secretary is encouraging violations of federal law.
Okay, and then
I'm curious.
We had Chuck Schumer on the steps of the Supreme Court who uttered these words that Derek's going to play. And remember, it is also illegal for anyone to protest on the steps of a federal courthouse. So just being there and protesting without even uttering the garbage this guy spewed, he was actually in violation of federal law. And now listen to what he said and then ask yourself, could these words have led to that individual, to incite that individual from driving across the country with a weapon and telling the officers when he was arrested that he wanted to not just harm, kill a Supreme Court justice and torture his family? Let's play the clip, Derek, and get Robin's take.
They're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you.
You won't know what hit you? You will pay the price? And those kookalas, all of them, cheering for that?
You know, that's a curious thing. I'd always heard, and I confess I have not looked this up in the federal code, but I'd always heard that House of Representatives and people in the Senate could say anything they wanted in the well of their house. So where they're standing in chambers, they can say whatever they want, whether it's legal or not. They can make whatever threats they want, and there's no repercussions to them. But if I remember correctly, Schumer was not in the well of the Senate when he said that, was he?
He was on the steps of the Supreme Court.
Yeah. So, you know, that I don't sounds to me like a threat.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So I think there needs to be some repercussions. I think the people who are making these veiled threats need to have either a good smackdown or a strong talking to correct their actions or at least curb their tongue.
Week, Robin, you know, the globalist slug, Stephen Colbert, that supposedly has a late night show. And remember, we're going through this January 6th people that violated the Capitol. All right. This from Kyle Becker. This from Thursday night, actually, occurred late Thursday night. 9 Stephen Colbert show staffer, including high-level producers, arrested at the United States Capitol. It's been confirmed that a group of 9 persons associated with the late show, Stephen Colbert, were arrested Thursday night and charged with illegal entry into the House of Representatives office buildings after hours. They were arrested in the Longworth House office building. The group was in the Cannon House office building earlier in the day trying to get interviews around the time of the January 6th committee hearings. However, the United States Capitol Police shooed them away because they did not have proper press credentials. However, the group surfaced later that night after the Capitol complex was closed to the public. They took pictures and videos around the offices of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Representative Lauren Boebert. They were unescorted and arrested and charged with illegal entry. In addition to being arrested for unlawful entry, this from Jonathan Turley, he's a law professor at George Washington University, not exactly a conservative. Here's what he said, quote, 2 members of the House of Representatives were mentioned as allowing them into the building, including House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff. Representative Rodney Davis seems to confirm the basic facts in the segment. While much still has to be confirmed, the charge would be the same as most of those who were arrested in connection to the January 6th riot. The individuals who were arrested were banging on doors as they were arrested. Now, Robin, there are people from January 6th that walked into that building. And granted, they shouldn't have walked into the building, but they walked into the building. Some were escorted in the building. And they have been in solitary confinement without hearings for 18 months. Well, would it surprise you, Robin, that all these 9 Stephen Colbert globus little slugs were released the night they were arrested?
Well, who let them in?
Adam Schiff and another congressman and their staffs from Massachusetts.
Well, I don't
know.
Maybe it's just an example of the two-tiered justice system that we have. Maybe it's just sort of an in-your-face, ha-ha, we can do anything that we want and you can't stop us kind of thing.
Well, Adam Schiff sits on that January 6th committee. I mean,
Schiff should be in jail.
This is beyond ludicrous.
Well, I have no explanation for why these people from Colbert's staff are there. I have no idea why Adam Smith or Adam Schiff let him in. But again, isn't this the three-ring circus we've come to love and adore from our leaders in Washington? I had to choke those words out. Come on. I mean, this is just getting to the point where it's ludicrous. I really think, and I said in my Insider Insight with you, that I think it's long past time where the military step up and fulfill their oath of duty to the Constitution and start taking some of these criminals into custody. I really think that what we're witnessing over the last 17 months is a constant and continual coup by the leftists and the Democrats. I'm sorry, Democrats. The lizard people that inhabit Washington, D.C. I think we need to get off of our duffs, and I think we need to start actively finding ways out of the system. I think I said to you in an email recently that I was going to go John Galt, but I really think that there are things that we the people out in the hinterlands can do to start insulating ourselves from the disaster that's coming down the pike at us, both economically and financially.
And what are those steps people should make and take, Robin?
Well, first of all, they need to contact Adriana Reed at Camino Coin. They need to make sure that they're putting as much of their spare change into actual real money, gold and silver. They need to contact your friend at Numana, Dan Brigman, and make sure that they have some storable food on hand. I mean, I'm honest to God, how many head of cattle have to die? How many food processing plants have to go up in flames before the common person out in the country finally figures out that there are people that are actively trying to destroy our nation? It's not an accident. All of the things that the residence administration has done to us is on purpose. It is a legitimate, active destroying of our country. I mean, look at what they're trying to do with red flag laws. So, you know, the only reason that we haven't been overrun by communists already is because we're armed to the teeth. So the people in your audience need to know. They need to get off their couch, and they need to start protecting themselves with all of the things available that they can. This financial crash that's coming at us, it's like watching the Titanic go down. Get on your lifeboat and get off the Titanic, because this thing is going to crash. It's the Federal Reserve is going to be destroyed by the gold-backed ruble from Russia. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's not, maybe not tomorrow, but it's coming, and it's coming fast, and it's coming soon. So people need to get themselves prepared financially, economically. They need to be neighborly with their neighbors, because you never know when you're going to need a friend. You know. So the crap that's going on in Washington is merely a distraction. It's a three-ring circus. Stop paying it any attention. Those people in Washington, they need to be thoroughly gone through with their financials and their papers, and we need to find out who the traitors in Congress are. They need to be arrested. So and the military is the only group of people that actually supports our country now. So but we're fast and furiously going down the drain. So we need to, all of your people, all of your audience needs to get prepared. The Constitution is not going to help us if we are overrun by communists. So we need to be prepared and forget about the circus in Washington. Those people are not our friends.
Robin, educate our listeners on how they can follow you on a daily basis.
Well, they can visit my website, linksync.com. That's LYNC-SYNC.com. You can go and look at all of my classes and recordings and have lots of fun.
Robin, I'd like to thank you for everything you have said, everything you have done, everything you are doing. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Link Our Main Freedom Bunker, in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor.